It's Friday, November 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The ROR ratio and why you care. Is the traditional ticket-based approach antiquated? And broadband access's second-order impact. This is the Business of Tech. The Emotet botnet is back. Another malware botnet, TrickBot, is being used to install it. This after a takedown back in April. Also news, it seems Russian-speaking hackers are reaching out to their Chinese counterparts to collaborate. According to a new report by Flashpoint, high-ranking users and ramp administrators are now actively attempting to communicate with new forum members in machine-translated Chinese. Threat actors are also now offering serious money for zero-day exploits, too. Exploits themselves commanding multi-million dollar budgets and a secondary exploit as a service market for those who can't afford it. The gangs now rival nation states with their budgets and reach. They're also great negotiators because they know how much you'll pay before they even hit you. NCC Group Research finds each ransomware gang has created their own negotiation and pricing strategies meant to maximize their profit. There are clear sign adversaries have adopted price discrimination techniques based on the yearly revenue of their victims. A metric, ransom per annual revenue, or ROR, was created. Small companies generally pay more in ROR, less in absolute amount, but higher in percentage of revenue. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has released new cybersecurity response plans, known as playbooks, for federal civilian executive branch agencies. CISA's newly published operational procedures are designed to streamline the process of mitigating security vulnerabilities and responding to incidents with the help of easy-to-read decision trees and detailed info for each step. Think big companies don't have issues? A survey featuring some of the United States' top defense contractors suggests that about 20% of them are highly susceptible to a ransomware attack, with 42% having experienced a data breach in 2020 alone. That from Black Kite. 43% of contractors were found to have old or dated cybersecurity systems, yielding a higher risk of cyber attacks. Of course, only 40% of a survey group understand the risks from third parties and their supply chain, per PwC, and 90% of IT decision makers claim their businesses would be willing to compromise on cybersecurity in favor of digital transformation, productivity, or other goals, per Trend Micro. And your newest cultural item? Cheese prices are falling after a cyber attack on one of the U.S.'s largest producers due to backlogs. Why do we care? So you remember that supply chain risk is also you, dear IT outsourcer. You're a risk. From the customer's perspective, you are part of the supply chain too. Sure, you're selling a solution to address security, but you're a risk vector too. The fact that threat actors are now the size of nation states is scary, and evidence of the size of their operations. And the data point I'm most focused on is the ransom per annual revenue ratio. This is a smart way of looking at the impact. I've quipped that large companies can write a check to make ransomware go away after the breach. And this is quantification of why. The larger the company, the smaller the ROR. Note that the operators are savvy enough to have intelligence on what they want to get, but still push for a higher ROR. They know the market they can squeeze. More than 9 in 10 employees waste up to 8 hours each week looking through documents to find data for customers, and one-third said AI would make them more responsive, per a survey by Sapio Research. A new study of global tech leaders conducted by PagerDuty found that 78% of senior technical leaders face extra pressure around a growing number of incidents, with 40% reporting that their organizations have lost revenue as a result. The survey found that 72% are accelerating their digital transformation strategies. However, an overwhelming 91% say that traditional IT operations are no longer fit for purpose in the digital era. 62% of respondents say a traditional ticket-based approach to IT operations means IT teams waste time figuring out how to respond to digital incidents. Why do we care? Traditional ticket-based approach to IT operations. That's the phrase that's sticking with me, because it's clearly not viewed as innovative. If the future end state is a digitally transformed business, implied in that series of statements is that addressing it with a traditional ticket-based approach is antiquated. So how many IT providers are screaming right now? I do not profess to have an answer to this one, but if you want to know why we care, it's because of the question, what should it be? Know how I keep talking about broadband? Turns out real estate agents are seeing the impact too. In a survey in the UK, 1 in 3 owners of houses with broadband speeds of at least 300 megs could expect their homes to be valued at £5,000 more than if it didn't have high-speed broadband. Broadband quality was considered by 20% of those real estate agents as the single most important factor to homebuyers, just behind the size of a property, and more important than the number of bedrooms, the age of the property, or access to transport. Why do we care? Second-order effects, that's why. What other impact will faster broadband in homes or everywhere have? When I talk about unlocking markets with broadband access, well, that's why. Did you know Cisco helps managed services providers directly know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technologies and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. I should have a bonus episode in your feed over the weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.